It's June, and that means it's time to go fishing with Joe Ritter, who's the program's director at the New Bedford Fishing Heritage Center, and Laura Orleans, who's the director of the Fishing Heritage Center, 38 Bethel Street in New Bedford. The FHC always has lots of things to do and see, and this month in July is really no different. So welcome back, Laura and Joe.
Thanks for having us, Jim. Appreciate it.
Glad to be back.
All right, July, we'll see a new gallery exhibit at the Fishing Heritage Center, and it was one when I saw it on the list of coming attractions, I said, gee, that would be fun to look at again. Ceremonies and celebrations, highlighting some of the events that have taken place on the New Bedford waterfront over the years. Your newsletter says it will be a reflection on the importance of community in the commercial fishing industry. Tell us about it, Joe.
That's right, Jim. So this upcoming exhibit is going to open on July 3rd. That's a Thursday, the first Thursday of July, in fact. And this is going to be looking at four different ceremonies and celebrations that have taken place on the waterfront, and some of them still are taking place today. So the earliest one we're looking at is the Scallop Festival, and we're going to be looking at the first 10 years of that that festival. So it took place from 1958 all the way to 1968. As a marketing tool to kind of get people interested and excited about buying scallops, because believe it or not, might be hard to believe in the port that is known for scallops today, they were having a real hard time selling them to people. So this event was created with the idea of getting the scallops out to the consumers. So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be looking at the festival of the Blessing of the Fleet that took place here starting in 1969. The Working Waterfront Festival, which, of course, as you know, is near and dear to our heart here
always,
at the Fishing Heritage Center.
Always a gem every year.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing.
And then we're also going to be looking at the Fisherman's Memorial Service that takes place on the waterfront every Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And the idea of this, as you say, is looking at the importance of community, what that community looks like and how it's changed over the years, and how we as New Bedford citizens can continue to build community within and without the fishing industry. Because what we're finding as we've done all this research, obviously we know the Working Waterfront Festival pretty well, but as we're researching some of these other events that have happened, it's astounding to see how many individuals, how many organizations from within the industry and from outside of it really came together to celebrate and share the importance of what's going on here right in the port.
So that will open on July 3rd. Will it be mostly photos, video, or both?
So we have a really exciting opportunity as for the last 2 years now, we've had an archivist here on staff who has been going through our collection, digitizing it, cataloging it. So now we have a really good sense of what we have in our collection after all these years of collecting. So this exhibit will be an opportunity for us to showcase some of the things in our collection. And we've collected a lot of photographs. We've collected film footage, some physical objects that we'll be able to put on display talking about these exhibits. But, we also need the help from the community. There is so much memorabilia and ephemera out there about a lot of these events, especially the Scallop Festival. There was so much stuff that was made about that in the decade that it was run. So we're going to put some stuff on display from our collection, but we're really hoping to get some help from members of the community as well.
We have a wish list going.
That's right. So I'm putting the word out there. If you are living here in New Bedford or outside, maybe in Fairhaven, if you have some memories of the Scallop Festival, if you have some materials from the Scallop Festival, if you were a scallop queen, perhaps, stop by the center, give us a call. You can email me at programs@fishingheritagecenter.org. I'd love to chat with you, and we would love to exhibit some of your objects.
The Hauling Back Project continues. Laura, this latest exhibit features the contributions of the Doucette family of New Bedford. Tell us a little bit about the Doucette family.
Sure. So the Doucette family is, I believe, five generations strong, starting in Nova Scotia and on Martha's Vineyard. And it's a little confusing because there was a Louis Doucette Sr. and a Louis Doucette Jr. And then this exhibit focuses quite a bit on Al Doucette, who's 94 years young. And I will say, emphasis on the young, he's really pretty amazing. So he fished for a period of time with his father, Did some sword fishing and did some other fishing, had a lot of adventures. He has got the gift of gab. and so that comes out in a short film. And then also Joe has actually been the one to curate and design the exhibit. And these are small exhibits, but they really provide a nice overview of these multi-generational families that are involved in our fishing community.
And there are a lot of those families.
There are. And I feel like in this era of, you know, kind of the big box store, things like, you know, Home Depots and the Walmarts and so on, it's really interesting to think about an industry like the fishing industry, which has so many family businesses. And, you know, I can name, I mean, almost all of them, if you think about it. The auction, right?
Sure.
Several generations of the Canaster family. R.A. Mitchell Company, several generations of the Mitchell family. But so part of what we're looking at is, you know, who in our community, you know, goes back and how are things changing through the generations? So it's kind of fun from where I sit, you know, having been involved for a couple decades or so, to see people who were once, you know, they were kids 20 years ago, and now they're actually leading those businesses.
Fishing Heritage Center is now seeking applications for its free Something Fishy summer program, which starts in July. Program will offer 2 one-week sessions in July, where students entering the fourth grade, let me make that clear, students entering the fourth grade in September will learn about the Port of New Bedford from whaling days to the present fishing industry. Different type of summer program, right, Joe?
That's right, and it's a wonderful partnership now in its 18th year, which is incredibly hard to believe, with the New Bedford Whaling National Historic Park. In fact, long before the Fishing Heritage Center existed, they were kind enough to give us their kind of classroom space. They provided us a ranger to help lead this program throughout the summer. And it's a partnership that's really developed over the years and has continued very strongly. So we're looking forward to hosting that with them again this year.
And it's free, made possible by a number of supporters
that's
as well.
Right.
So Bristol County Savings Bank has really stepped up. New Bedford Day Nursery Fund also. And, you know, so it's just most importantly, maybe, or you know, a really significant contribution from the National Park Foundation this year. Mm-hmm. So it's allowed us to offer the program free of charge.
You are listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Joe Ritter, who is the program's director for the New Bedford Fishing Heritage Center, and Laura Orleans, who is the executive director. We're talking about programs and exhibits for the months of June and July. Well, something coming up in June, AHA Night. It will feature on the 12th of June. It will feature a free maritime folk concert. Tell us about that. Laura, why don't Joe do that? Okay,
I can do it, sure. Janie Manili and Rob Van Zant actually performed. Janie did perform many times at the Working Waterfront Festival. I think Rob might have been there toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful. She comes from the Chesapeake Bay area, so a lot of music about the oyster fishery, which is big out there, and skipjacks, which are the kind of boat that they use to fish oysters. Rob, I think, is Dutch, so he brings his own spin on, you know, maritime culture, and they're lovely. I think people will really enjoy it. It's a free event starting at
7 o'clock.
Yeah. 7 o'clock on the 12th of June, right around the corner here, for a free maritime folk concert outside the Fishing Heritage Center. I guess you move it inside if.
Oh, I think
rain.
It's going to be inside. Or we're going to.
Yeah,
do
it's going to. We're going to do it inside.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be inside our little space there, so people will have the opportunity to check out our exhibit space as well.
And we have great acoustics. It's just a wonderful accident with a brick building. So.
A quick look at July, we'll find Kids Rule at the Fishing Heritage Center from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, July 10th. That's another AHA night.
That's right.
What is that all about, Joe?
Well, Kids Rule has been the long-running July theme for AHA night, and it's our opportunity to open up our space for the little rugrats, let the kids enjoy some of the history and traditions of the maritime world. So this year, we're keeping it pretty simple this year. So from 5 to 7 in our parking lot and a little bit inside the center as well, we're going to have some activity stations set up. We're going to be doing survival suit races. We're going to have a net mending demo from our friends at Radar's Trawl Gear Manufacturing Shop. You'll also be able to decorate a scallop shell and take that home with you. And if you're a parent and you're not interested in doing some of the kids' crafts, you are more than welcome to come in and check out our exhibits. Our Ceremonies and Celebrations exhibit will be having its soft opening earlier that month, so it'll be open for people to check out as well. And of course, free of charge because it's AHA night.
July 24th, a talk by Bill Guerenser. Okay. He has a new book, Working Waterfront, A Fish Tale. It's not about New Bedford specifically, is it?
No, it's about it, but it is a New England focused book on his years on the job, both working on the water and on shore as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a memoir, and he'll be sharing some good tales, signing a couple copies of his books.
$8 admission.
$8 admission for general members of the public. For FHC members, it's absolutely free to come in.
Okay. How can people get, you have tickets for that?
Absolutely. So you can find information about that event and all of our kind of upcoming programs and events, I should say, too, on our website, fishingheritagecenter.org. You'll find a link to the tickets right there.
All right. The Fishing Heritage Center is expanding its hours for the summer.
That's right.
Laura, is that right?
It is. It
Tell
is. So we have a longstanding relationship with American Cruise Lines, and this year I think 12 of their ships are coming in on Mondays, and we thought, well, we're opening for them. Why not open for everyone? So we are open on Mondays
through the end of September.
Through the end of September, mm-hmm. Yeah. So open hours are Thursday through Monday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then AHA nights and special events take us outside those hours.
Okay, so there you go on the hour change, actually an opening on Monday change for the Fishing Heritage Center in New Bedford, 38 Bethel Street. We missed Oyster Fest.
That's okay. Do we have time to talk about the Verdean Vets opening?
Yes, we do. We do have a bit of time. How was Oyster Fest, though?
Oh, Oyster Fest was great. It was amazing. It will be amazing. Oyster Fest is, in its second year, and we're looking at possibly a sellout crowd again. We've got 7 local growers from, Mattapoisett, Fairhaven, Dartmouth, and beyond, and we're really excited for that.
All right. Very good. Brewers. What's the date again for that? I know it's coming.
It's the Saturday, June 7th.
Okay, so... that's fine. So let's talk about the Verdean Vets Memorial Hall. What's happening
sure.
there?
Sure. So you might remember that we produced an exhibit that opened last November called Casting a Wider Net. It's an outgrowth of a year-long project where we had people in our own community learn how to do interviews. And then they were set out to interview people from the fishing industry, specifically focused on some communities that really haven't gotten the limelight. So the Cape Verdean, Vietnamese, Central American Cuban, Puerto Rican members of the fishing community. So we produced a really cool exhibit that is multilingual. You can listen to it in Spanish and Cape Verdean Creole and Vietnamese and English, and we are going to be moving it. So it's going to move to make way for Ceremonies and Celebrations, and we're moving it. The first place will be the Verdean Vets Hall. It'll open on July 2nd. This is very exciting because it is the 50th anniversary of Cape Verdean independence, and so there's going to be a lot of activity in the Cape Verdean community and particularly in that hall. So it'll be upstairs in that building, and it'll be, I think they're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, generally speaking.
Okay.
And then the opening event will be on a Wednesday night, July 2nd, open to the public.
Yep.
Don't have the hours quite yet, but check the website for more details on that.
And you suggested just then that this is going to be a traveling
It is.
Exhibit.
It is. So we are open to suggestions. We already have a running list of places that have said they're interested, but it would make a really interesting exhibit for almost any, I would say, middle and high school.
Yeah.
It really delves into a lot of different issues, obviously immigration being one of them. But, I think that it's a fascinating exhibit. If you're an English language learner, teacher of folks who are, speaking different languages, it's got that element to it as well. And mm-hmm. And it's a pretty... we would move it. We're not going to send you boxes. We would actually show up at your space and set it up for you again
and mm-hmm. all that. Okay.
So let us know. Let Joe know if you're interested in hosting that exhibit down the road.
Absolutely.
All right. I think that's about it for this month. Thank you both for coming in. Joe Ritter, who's the program's director for the New Bedford Fishing Heritage Center, and Laura Orleans. Good to see you again, Laura.
Great to see you.
She's the executive director of the Fishing Heritage Center. Thank you both for coming in. And we will see you in August.
Can't wait.
That's it for Town Square Sunday. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg for their help in getting this program on the air and on our social media sites. I'm Jim Phillips. Join us next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday and a great week ahead.